This is the Daf Yomi Masechet Review, Masechet Krisus, tape number 1. This review is only meant for people who learn Daf Yomi on a regular basis or those who have learned through the Masechet. It is the goal of this review to be as accurate as possible in summarizing the highlights and key klalim of the Masechet. However, it is possible that on occasion something will not be reflected correctly.
For subscription information, write us at Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952, or call 1-888-DAF-YOMI.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Rav Moshe Aryeh ben Shmuel Cohen Zal. Amagid Shia is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
As background to Masechta Krisos, this Masechta deals with the 36 Averus in the Torah, which are punishable by kares. The title of this Masechta, Masechta Krisos, means kares in plural form. Kares means cut off, and Rashi later on explains that this means that one who is over on an Isser kares will die without children, and his neshama will be cut off partially from the source in Shemayim. It also means that he dies prematurely. Taisvis in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chof Hei Amar Aleph, says that this means that he'll die before the age of 60. But he also quotes the Yerushalmi, which says that he'll die before the age of 50. The cases that the Mishnah will list are instances where someone does the Avera, and there were no Edim and no Hasra. There was no warning. Someone who did the Avera b'mezid, but there are no Edim and there's no Hasra, so the punishment of Kares applies. In some of the cases in the Mishnah, if there were Edom and Hasra, then the punishment would be done as Misa through Bezdin, Misa's Bezdin. The reason this Masechta is placed in Seder Kodshim is due to the fact that if someone does an Avera Sheyesh by Kares, but he does it B'Shaygig, accidentally, then the Kapara is a Karban, namely a Karban Chatas. So if a person does it B'Mezid, there's a Chiyav of Kares. If the person does it B'Shaygig, then he's M'Chuyav to bring a Karban Chatas. And the Mishnah says, there are 36 Averis in the Torah which have a Chiyav of Kares. Rashi explains that a Chiyav Kares only occurs in cases where we can find a Pasuk in the Torah which says, don't do this Avera, and the Pasuk specifically says that if you do this Avera, you're Chiyav Kares. What are these 36? Haba al Ha'im, someone has relations with his mother. Haba al Eshes of, relations with the wife of his father. Haba al Hakala, relations with his daughter-in-law. Haba al Hazochar, or Haba al Habahema. Also, a woman who brings an animal on her. If someone has relations with a woman and her daughter, Isha Ubita, this also includes her daughter's daughter, her son's daughter's mother-in-law, amongst others. Haba al Eshes Ish, one who has relations with a married woman. Achaisai, with his sister. Achais Aviv, with his father's sister, i.e., his aunt. Achais Imai. Achais Ishtai, his wife's sister. Eshes Achiv, his brother's wife, except of course in the case of Yibam, where that's an exception. Eshes Achi Aviv, the wife of his father's brother, i.e. his aunt. A woman who is a Nida, even his own wife who is a Nida. Hamagadef, someone who curses Hashem, is Chayav in Kares. Someone who is Oved Avodah Zarah, is Mechuyav in Kares. Someone who gives children to the Avodah Zarah of Melech. Abal Oiv, which is a certain type of magic, a person who does that is Chayav Kares. The Ravid says that this is done in the Beis HaKvaras, a Mechal Shabbos, someone who's Mechal Shabbos, of course, Tomei She'achal Kodesh, a person who was Tomei who ate something which is Kedusha, Haba HaMikdash Tomei, someone who came to the Beis HaMikdash when they were Tomei, Eichal Chelev, a person eats Chelev from the animal, the forbidden fats, Eichal Dam, he eats blood, Eichal Noiser, he eats Karbanis after the official Zman that he's allowed to eat it, Pigel, which is someone who had a Machshava to eat a Karban Chutz Zmanei outside the proper time, and if it is eaten Chutz Zmanei, he's chayav for piglin, he's chayav kares. Shchutei chutz, someone who shechts a karban outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Oichel chametz, the Pesach, someone who is oichel, who eats or does melacha on Yom Kippur. If someone imitates the making of k'tiras or the shemen hamishcha, sach shemen hamishcha, if somebody smears it on his body. And then there's two mitzvahs aseh, which if a person doesn't do them, he's chayav kares. One is the mitzvah aseh of bringing the karban Pesach. If a person doesn't bring this on Erev Pesach, he's chayav kares. And finally, milah, which is a mitzvah to say, a person is mechuyev, a male is mechuyev to have mila, and if he doesn't have that, he's also chayev in kares. For all of these, if you did them b'mezid, you're chayev kares. If you did them b'shaygig, then you're chayev a karban chatas. Zdoinai karis v'shigagasai chatas. And if there's a suffik, as the Mishnah says, then you bring a karban asham tullet. But if you go into the Beis Hamikdash while you're tameh, or you ate karbanas while you're tameh, then they bring a karban oila v'yared, not a chatas. This is what Rameir says. The Chachamim also add megadef. Rashi says, by the way, that a shayge, when we refer to a person as a shayge, that means a person who knows the avera is forbidden, but he didn't realize he was doing the avera. For example, he didn't realize that today was Shabbos. In that case, he brings a karban chatas. But if someone doesn't realize that this act is asur on Shabbos, he didn't realize that you're not allowed to turn on a light on Shabbos. This is referred to as an einus, and in that case, a person would be putter from bringing a karban chatas. Regarding Mila, the Rambam in Hilchos Mila, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, says that one who is not circumcised when he's a child, he's mechuyev to circumcise himself when he becomes bar mitzvah. And every day that he does not circumcise himself, he's in violation of this mitzvah saseh. However, he's not mechuyev in kares for not doing the Mila until he actually dies, because kares is only given to someone who does not circumcise himself for his entire life. If, however, at some point when he's 50 or 60 or whatever, he gives himself, gets a Mila, then he's not mechuyev in kares. The Raiva disagrees and says that as soon as a person becomes bar mitzvah, if then he does not do a Mila, then he's already mechuyev in kares. And the Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah have to tell us the number 36? We can count the 36 by ourselves. Gemara answers, since if a person, it's telling you a chiddush, since if a person is over all 36 of these things, b'shaygig, b'helemachas, in one period of unawareness, then he's chayev 36 separate karbanes chatas, one for each. Just like by Malacha Shabbos, that if one does all 39 of the malachas behelamachas in one period of unawareness, he's chayav a separate karban for each. The Gemara says that in Bava Kamma, the Mishnah says, Arba Aveis Nezikin. The Gemara says there are four categories of Nezikin. Why over there do we specify the number four? The Gemara says, to exclude Rabbi Ishia, who says that there are really 13 categories of Nezikin, not four. By the Erva of Achaisai, it is singled out for the mention in the Torah of Karis, L'chalik, to tell us that they're really separate chiyuvim, to separate between all the separate chiyuvim, even if it's done by halamachas, still a person has to bring one carbon for each. The rule is, if something was included in a large group, for example, achaisai with other arayis, and then it was singled out, it teaches us a lesson for all of them in the klal, called davar shahaya bichlal, the yatza mina klal, l'lamed l'lamed al atzma yatza, l'lamed al haklal kul yatza. It doesn't only teach you on that particular thing, but it teaches you on everything within that klal, a particular lesson. The rule is that we cannot learn a punishment from a kal v'chomer, ein einshin min adin. The Bitzchak says you can. Really, if one does all the averas in the Mishnah b'shaygig, he's only chayav for 34 chatayis, not 36, since Mila and Pesach are mitzvah sasei, and the transgression of a mitzvah sasei does not have a chiyav of chatas. The Gemara says if someone is oyved avodah zarah out of a hava, loyalty to a government, as Rabbeinu Gershom says, or out of Yira, fear for the government, Rava says Pater, Abaya says Chayef. So according to Abaya, if it's Bemezid, it's Karis, if it's Beshaigig, there's a carbon Chatas. Rashi says that Mehava Umiyira means out of love or fear of a person. The Rambam in Hilchas Akum, Perek Gimel Halachavav, says that this means that the person worships the Avay Dezara out of love for the Avay Dezara, or out of fear for the Avay Dezara, because he thinks the Avay Dezara has some kind of very special power that could harm him. And that's the reason that he is Ovid the Avodah Zarah. That's when we say Mahava or Meirah. The Gemara says that there are two Averis, each with its own lav, even if there's only one Karis, but if he does both B'shaigig, B'halamachas, he's Chaya for two Karbanei Chatas. Daftalot. When someone thinks regarding an Aver, he just thinks with his mind, for example, about Megadef, this is called a lav She'ein B'maisa. Not that a person has to actually speak. If a person eats Chelev of an ox, a sheep, and a goat at the same time, with one warning, Rabbi Shmuel says he's chayev malchus for each time each of the three things. The Rabbanan say one set of malchus, since it's a general lav on numerous things, and ein leiken al lav shabichlolis. By dam, the Torah writes kares three times: dam chulin, dam kachim, and dam hatamtzis. Dam hatamtzis means that after the shechita, after the major blood gushes out, then some extra blood seeps out. That's the dam hatamtzis. The Rabbanan say there's no kares for this tamtzis, just a lav. Dafei. The pasuk says v'lechem v'koli v'charmel loisoichlo. If one eats three times of chadash before the karban omer is brought, then he gets three different sets of malchus. Rabbi Yanai says a gzeira shava should not be viewed as unimportant, since we learn the Chi of Karis by Pigal from Gzeira Shava, from the Pasuk of Avain, and Avain from Neser. The Shemen HaMishcha was made up from a variety of spices with a total of 1,750 measures. The Shemen HaMishcha that Moshe made in the Midbar had the Besamim cooked together with the oil. And we know that all the Shemen HaMishcha came from that batch. Tosfos in Nazir, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, says that the reason later generations never produced more Shemen HaMishcha is since the Pasuk says, Yiyezeh Lilu Dareseichem, that teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu's original Shemen HaMishcha is the only Shemen HaMishcha ever to be used, and all other oil later on was not good enough to be used as Shemen HaMishcha. And we see this from the word Zeh, that has the gematria of 12, to tell us that through all the generations, even La'asid Lavai, the Shemen HaMishcha will have 12 lugin of oil made in order to make the Shemen HaMishcha. The Kohen Gadol needs Meshicha before becoming king, but a son of a king, i.e. through Yerusha, does not need Meshicha. And Shlomo HaMelech needed Meshicha because there was a Machlokes. And then, if it's a Machlokes about who becomes the Melech, then, even then, if the father was the Melech, you still need to do a Meshicha on the son. The rule is that the Bechor of a Melech becomes the Melech before a younger brother of the Melech becomes Melech. When they anointed a Melech, they would put oil on his head in the shape of a crown. The Gemara says when Aaron was anointed, it was a good anointing with a bas kol proclaiming, Hinei Matayv Manoyim Sheves Achim Gam Yachad, which we see in Telem Kuf Yud Gimel. The Gemara says the anointing of kings should be by a spring of water. For example, Shlomo HaMelech was next to the Gihon, which is in Yerushalayim, as a siman that just like springs don't dry up, so too the Malchus should have the same bracha and not dry up, so to say. Finally, if someone wants to know if he'll be successful in business, he should raise a chicken. If it grows fat, he know he will be Matzliach. Dafav. Once one sees a successful siman, he should eat that siman on Rosh Hashanah. Before going to your Rebbe, it's best to come prepared, having learned Mishnayos, and you should try to look at his eyes, as it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya Lamed, V'hayu einecha reis es merecha. If someone duplicates the Keteres to learn or to give to the Tzibor, he's pater. But if it's for his own Hana, he's chayef. And if one smells something of Hektish and has Hana, if it's after the Avodah was done with it, then there is no Me'ila. To prepare the Keteres, they took 70 mana of each of the four spices, 16 mana of a different four, and a few smaller quantities of other spices. And if we're missing some spices, according to Rashi, there's a chiyuv misa. And different spices were used to give a variety of flavors. In fact, there were 11 different spices that were used to make the Keteres. The Nusach of this Gemara is quoted verbatim after we say Ein Kelokeinu in Nusach Svarad every day, or after we say Ein Kelokeinu in Nusach Ashkenaz on Shabbos, Pitam HaKeteres, Hatzari, Vatziparin, and so on. Where does this difference in Nusach between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Svarad come from? This is brought in Kuntres al-Hadaf. The Braisa says that if one offers Keteres, which is lacking one of the spices, he's Chayav Misa. Rashi explains that if the Keteres is lacking the proper ingredients, then they're Pasal. Consequently, a Kohen Gadol who enters the Kodesh Kadoshim on Yom Kippur with such Keteres is Chayav Misa, since he in his effect entered the Kodesh Kadoshim for no reason at all, which of course is punishable by death. The Rambam, Hilchas Klei Hamikdash Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, writes that offering deficient Keteres any time of the year, your Chayav Misa, because it's considered a Keteres Zara, a strange Keteres, which is not commanded by Hashem. The Sfasemes in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph explains that the Chayav Misa for offering a Keteres Zara is learned from the fact that Nadav and Avihu died when they offered a Keteres Zara, which is brought in by Yikra, Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. The Beis Yosef in Arachayim Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel says that one should not say the prayer of Pitam HaKeteres after Ein Kelokeinu by heart, but he should only say it from a sitter, to make sure that he doesn't leave out any of the Keteres spices listed in the Braisa. Since today, in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, reading and learning about the Keteres is accepted by Hashem in place of the Karbanos, as we know from the Gemara in Menachas, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, we therefore say that if you leave one of them out, it's tantamount to offering deficient Keteres. So if you leave out one of the spices from Pitam HaKeteres, it's like offering a deficient Keteres, a sin which is punishable by death. The Ramah, which is brought in Beis Yosef, Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel, Darkei Moshe, Sifka and Dalet, or in the Shulchan Aruch, Seif Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, writes that because of this concern, many have the custom to recite only Pitam HaKeteres on Shabbos and Yontif when they're not in a rush. However, during the week when people are in a hurry to go to work, and there's a concern that one may leave out one of the Keteres spices, this brisa is not recited. The Beis Yosef disagrees with this view in the Ramah, and argues that failing to recite one of the spices is not tantamount to actually going to the Beis HaMikdash and offering Keteres Zara. Therefore, that's where these minhagim are separate. The custom of Nusach Svard, which is brought in the Beis Yosef, We do say Pita Makhtaris every day, as the Beis Yosef says, whereas the custom of those who daven Nesach Ashkenaz, as the Ramah brings down, is not to say Pita Makhtaris during the week, because we're afraid that somebody will rush out and not say it properly, and therefore Nesach Ashkenaz is only to say Pita Makhtaris on Shabbos after Ein Kolakeinu. The Gemara says that the amount of Keteres was 368 mana, corresponding to the 365 days of the Sol year, and then a little bit more. The Keteres was brought back to the Beis HaMikdash twice a year to be regrinded to increase the scent and make it stronger. The Gemara says there were 11 different spices told to Moshe Rabbeinu to be used in the Keteres. Any tainus a community makes with tefillas, if it doesn't contain those people who are chayte, it's not like a real tainus. If someone puts holy oil, Shemen HaMishcha, on a guy, a mace, or an animal, he's pater. How much does he have to put on to be potentially chayev? Rameir says kolsho, Rabbi Yehuda says at least a kazayas. Daf Zayin. When a baskayin marries a Yisrael, she cannot eat truma anymore. Normally, if a zar eats truma, he must pay karen plus a chaymish, plus a fifth. But she doesn't have to pay a chaymish. She's really not a zar. I.e., if her husband dies, she can go back to her father and continue to eat truma, because she's a baskayin. After a kohen gets anointed with Shemen HaMishcha, he can't put any more on the rest of his body, since it still has Kedusha. If someone says that he doesn't want Yom Kippur to be Mechaper for him, then it's not Mechaper. But Reish Lakish says it is Mechaper anyways. Rebbe says, all Averis in the Torah, even if one does not do Tshuva, when Yom Kippur comes along, it creates an automatic Kapara, except if someone throws off the yoke of mitzvahs, criticizes the Torah, or isn't Mekayim the mitzvah of Mila. In these three cases, Yom Kippur is only mechaper if someone actually does tshuva. Rabbi Yochanan, by the way, in Chulin, Daf Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph, says that really, if a person is going to get the Chi of Malkus for eating a kazayis of something which is osir, the main factor is hanas grainai, that he has pleasure from the eating, pleasure i.e. that it goes into his throat and he can taste it. Otherwise, he doesn't get a Malkus for eating something which is osir. The next Mishnah. A yoledes, a woman who gives birth, must bring a chatas and an oila. Sometimes the chatas is eaten. This is a vadei chiv. Sometimes she brings it, but it's not eaten, if there's a safek chiv, and sometimes there's no carbon at all. And this is when it's not called a leida. And the chachamim say, it isn't called a leida until she gives birth to something that looks like a human being. If a woman aborted very early, or gave birth through a cesarean, that's not called a real leida. Reb Shimon says the cesarean, which is referred to as a yaitze daifen, is called a leida, and therefore there is a carbon. Gemara. A shifek knanis and a geyeris also have a chiv of a carbon as well. The next Mishnah, as background. If a woman has a girl, for the first 14 days, she is in the Yemei Tumah. And for the next 66 days, these are called the Yemei Tahara. And she can only eat Kachem on day 81 after she brings a carbon of Yoledes. And the Mishnah says, if she had a birth on the night before day 81, it's a Machlaikis if a new carbon is required. Beis Hillel says yes, Beis Shammai says no. Tafchas, the Gemara. If a Zav sees a discharge three times, then he must count Shivanikiyim, and on day 8, he can bring a carbon. What if he saw additional discharge on the night of number 8? Is he chayav a second carbon? This is a machlekes. The next Mishnah. If a woman has 5 births, or 5 re'iyas of blood, besafik, so she only has to bring 1 chatas, and she'll be able to eat kachim. Gemara. Only 1 chatas is necessary, since it's like mikvah, where 1 tefillah in the mikvah can be good to take care of multiple tumais. But if there are 5 different vadai chiyuvim, then it's a machlokes if we need 1 carbon or 5 different ones. This marks the end of this perek. Now let's begin perek Beis Arba Mechusrei Kapara, the Mishnah. There are 4 cases when a person brings a carbon chatas, not to be mechaper for an avera, but to allow him to eat kachem. Number 1 a zav, number 2 a zava, number 3 a metzera, number 4 a yeledes. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov adds a ger and a nazir. Gemara. The difference between a zav and a zava is that Hilchas Zav, we count a Zav's Tumah in Re'is, how many times there's a sighting of blood. While a Zava, we count days. Also, only a Zava can become Tame, even Ba'inus. Generally speaking, when one has to bring 2 Karbanas, it means a Chatas as well as an Ayla. Daftas. A person can become a Ger if he does 3 things. Mila, Tfila, and a Karban. And nowadays, since there is no Beis HaMikdash, a ger does not bring a carbon, but he only has to do mila and tefillah. We see that this is okay, since the pasuk says, "V'chi yogur itchem ger l'dorei seichem." The word l'dorei seichem is mashma, that even later, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, and no possibility of a carbon, we do accept gerim, Of course, a ger must also accept all the mitzvahs in the Torah as well. And the Rabbanan added, however, that today, with no karbanas, a ger must still set aside money for the karban that he will eventually bring when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai canceled this rule, since someone might designate money, which is now sort of like kachim, and accidentally use it for something else, and he would be mayel behektish. Finally, a ger taishav, who does not do mitzvahs, but is also not Eved Avodah Zarah, can do malacha for himself on Shabbos, but he can't do everything. The Mishnah. These people bring a karban chatas even when they do something bemezid. Baal HaShivcha, a nazir who became Tamei Meis. Shvuas HaEdus, this is a false shvua that he didn't know Edus. And finally, Shvuas HaPikadon, a shomer who denies that he has a pikadon and he swears on it. Gemara. If someone is Baal HaShivcha multiple times, he's only chayav to bring one karban. The next Mishnah. If someone warns his wife not to seclude herself with another man, or with multiple men, so she's brought then through the Saita process, only one karban mincha is brought, not multiple. And the same theory would apply by a mitzera. Gemara. Regarding the karbanas that are based on if a person is rich or poor, if he's rich he would bring a behemoth, if they're poor they bring birds, were kaveya his status depending on what his financial state is when he brings the chatas. Rabbi Yehuda says, were kaveya his status when he brings the karban asham. The next Mishnah. A woman who has multiple children within the same basic time period only brings one karban. Daf Yud, the Gemara. If a woman has twins, we can shech the karban Pesach for her as long as she has gotten to day 40 of birth number 2. The rule is that eifshar lipsichas hakever b'lei dam. If the womb of a woman opens up for any reason, a baby, a miscarriage, or even a fetus, which is less than 40 days old, it will always come out with some blood. So if this happens, even if we see no blood, we must assume that she is now a nida. We should point out to Shulchan Aruch in Yeradeh Simen Kuf Tzadik Gimel Sif Beis, who says based on this rule of Eif Shele Psichas HaKever B'lei Dam, so if a woman miscarries within the first 40 days of pregnancy, even if no blood was seen, we have to assume that some bleeding did exist, even if she didn't see it, and therefore she's a nida. This also has some relevance vis-a-vis a woman who goes for a doctor's examination. If an instrument was placed in the womb very far in, we have to be chayshish potentially there for the same halacha of yef shel psichas hakever b'lei dam, and it's very possible she can be a nida from that particular examination. Of course, with questions like this, one should ask their rav when encountering this type of a situation. The next Mishnah. These are cases where the person brings a karban oyle v'yared, a karban which fluctuates in terms of value depending on what someone can afford. Shmias kol, which refers to a shvuas edus. Tumas Mikdash Vikadashav, one who eats Kodshim or goes to the base of Mikdash when he's Tameh, of course Beshagik, a Yeledes or a Mitzera. Gemara. There are different Karbanas depending on a person's level that they can afford. Rashi explains that an Asher brings a Kisva or Si'ira. Someone who is poor brings birds, a Dalai, a person who is poor, and Dalai Dalai, someone who is very poor, brings a Karban Mincha. If someone says he wants to give a salat to the base of Mikdash, We say that he should give a keves, which is worth about the same. The Mishnah. What's the difference between a shivcha charufa and other arayis? Mishnah answers, all arayis b'shaigeg have a chiyav chatas, except a shivcha which has a chiyav asham. All arayis bring a chatas zachar, an ayil, but a shivcha is an akeva, kisvar se'ira. All arayis a chayav for even a partial bia, while a shivcha is chayav only if it was a bia gemura. A shivcha charufa is one who has a chatzi Shivcha and Chatzi Bascharen. Daf Yud Aleph the Gemara. Exactly what is a Shivcha Charufa? This is a Machloikis. Rabbi Akiva says that a Shivcha Charufa is someone who is a half-freed Shivcha Knanis who is engaged to an Eved Ivri. Rabbi Yishmael says she is a complete Shivcha. The next Mishnah. By all other Arayas, if one of two people are a Katan, the Katan is Pater and the Gadol is Chayef. If one was asleep during the Maises Nus, the one who is awake is Chayef and the sleeper is Pater. If one was b'shaygig, one was b'mezid, the shaygig is chayev chatas, and the mezid is chayev karis. Gemara. But if the bia is shalei kedarka, by a shivcha, where being zayreya is impossible, so he's not chayev. This marks the end of this parak. Now let's begin parak gimel, amru loy, the Mishnah. If two edim said to him, you ate chalev, so you must bring a chatas. If one said, you ate, and one said, you didn't, so it's a suffix, and then he brings a asham tali. If one aid said that he ate, and then he denies it, then he's pater. If he ate chalev twice, behalamachas, in one period of unawareness, so he's only chayev for one carbon. If he ate chelev and dam, or pigel, in one helem, then he's chayav for multiple karbanos. The Gemara. If a man travels to Medinas Hayam, and two edim came and said that he died, so she can remarry. What if she does and later he comes back? So we say teitzei mizeh umizeh. She has to leave both of them. In fact, we'll even believe the general rule, which of course we all know, is that even if an eid echad comes along and tells us that a woman's husband died, we will believe an eid echad in that case, so the woman would be allowed to remarry. Daf Yud Beis. From the pasuk in Vayikra, hey, v'hisvada, we learn that a person is only chaya for a karban if he's maida that he did the avera b'shaygek. Since by kapara we say, adam ne'man al atzmai yoyser mimea ish. If on Shabbos one wrote two letters, then he's over on the malacha of kaisef. What if he wrote them in two different periods of unawareness? So now you have a chatzi shir in each period. Rabbi Gamliel said he's chayef because we say ein yediyah lachatzi shir. The Rabbanan says he's pater because yesh yediyah lachatzi shir. The Mishnah. If someone eats two halves of a kezias, a behalamachas, then we say that the two are mitzaref together. But it has to be eaten in a short period of time. According to the Chachamim, the shir has to be v'chdei achilas pras, which is the time it takes to eat four eggs. If it's food or liquid, which is tameh, and someone touches it, he does not become tameh, but if he eats it, he becomes possible to eat truma. But only if he eats a shir within the time of the shir, kedei achilas pras. Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara. All foods which are tameh can be mitzaref, as long as he eats the chatzi shiurim, all within the time span of kedei achilas pras. If a woman is pregnant, which would allow her to eat pachas mikashir on Yom Kippur, this is the shir of kikai seves, the shir of a date, since it's a sakana, if she has a craving and she doesn't eat, she's allowed to do this. A woman who touched a tameh mace, she becomes a rishon letuma, which in turn cannot be metame a different person, because adam and kelim can only go as far as a rishon letuma. Adam and kelim cannot become a shein letuma. So she can nurse a child, and the child will not become tameh, because the child would really be a shein letuma, and adam and kelim cannot transmit something beyond being themselves a rishon letuma, cannot create a shein letuma. If a kayan drinks wine before the avodah, if he drinks a revius and it's intoxicating, he may be chayav misa. And a person should not paskin a shayla after he became intoxicated. The Mishnah. It's possible that in one eating, a person can be chayav for frochatois and one asham. Tameh sha'achal chelev, v'hu neiser b'yom kippur. You have tameh, you have chelev, you have neiser, and you have it on Yom Kippur. And if he was mael behektish, then he's chayav on asham as well. Rabbi Meir says, if it was on Shabbos and a person walked into a Rishus HaRabim with food in his mouth, that adds a fifth chatas as well. Daf Yud Daled, the Gemara. According to Rabbi Meir, we see that we say Isser Chalal Isser. That's why you're chayav for four kabanas. The answer is not really. It's really Isser Maisif and Isser Kailal. For example, he's already Aser Tid Chalif. Now that he's Tameh, he's also Aser Tid Kachim. So this becomes an Isser Kailal as it relates to him. Also, at the beginning, Chalif is only Aser Ba'achila, but is Mutar Ba'ana. Now that it's hektish, there's also an Isser Hana. This is an Isser Maisif, an additional Isser on a Chayfetz. I.e. a Chafetz has an Isser Maisif, but the Gavra here has an Isser Kaila. The rule is that a person's throat cannot hold more than two kezesim of food at a time. Finally, the person designated to escort the Azazel out to the desert on Yom Kippur, we know that there were the two animals, Lashem and Azazel, the person designated to escort the Azazel out to the desert can even be a Zar, and he can even be Tameh. Because the pasuk says, ish iti. The Mishnah. On one bia, a person can be chayav for six chatais, i.e. b'shaygik, if someone is boil his daughter, who was his sister, and other relationships as well. The next Mishnah. If someone was boil the daughter of his daughter, he's chayav for bas bitai and other arayas as well. Gemara. If someone is boil a woman, where there is a double chiyav of misa, he gets the more serious misa. Rabbi Yossi says he gets the einish of the first iser done, because number two is meaningless, ein iser chal al iser. Finally, the next mission, if someone is Bayal Chamaisa, his mother-in-law, he can also be Chaya for other Isurim as well.